All right, Muskegon on the phone line. He's one of the, I called him one of the elite brothers, Big Rob. He's
yes,
an elite.
Sir. Yes, sir.
He's elite because he got it in class. He's done everything you can ask for a brother to do in our community, and he chose to stay here and make a difference. Ed Gardner, Muskegon Heights Tiger faithful, is on the phone line. How you doing today, Brother Gardner?
I'm doing good. Doing good today. Thanks for having me.
Man, good to have you on, man. You shared some information with me about this grant money that is available for small business, minority, veteran-owned business, women-owned business, and it's part of the CARES Act. I'm not sure. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it is part of the CARES Act. This is through the state of Michigan. They're calling this program the Michigan Small Business Restart Program. Even though it has small business in there, this money is available for nonprofits such as yourself as well.
Okay. Wow. Well, you know, we thank God we've been all right, man. It didn't hurt us like it could have hurt us, and we've been okay. But there's some other business out there that's really taking a hit. So how can they apply?
Absolutely. So first of all, I'm apologize to your listeners out there because we should have got the word out sooner than this. I'm not managing this program, so I thought the word had gotten out sooner. The program ends tomorrow. But for Muskegon County, there's about $1.2 million on the table.
Okay.
$1.2 million for small businesses throughout Muskegon County. And the kicker is that 30% of the money has to go toward minority-owned, women-owned, or veteran-owned businesses. So if we break that down, that's about $357,000 that has to go toward those particular groups. That's at a minimum. So more could go to that, but a minimum when they want that much to go toward women-owned, minority-owned, and veteran-owned businesses. And so to be eligible to apply is simple. The rules for this are simple. You have to have less than 50 employees. You had to been affected by the COVID. You got to show that you had losses due to the COVID relationship. And basically, you got to show you got to spend the money on eligible expenses. And that could be working capital stuff such as paying rent, utilities, paying your employees. I know Big Rob, the other day I was listening, said he was waiting on a check.
Yeah,
a nice
absolutely.
Check to donate to the church.
Yeah, that's
still waiting.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting, man. That was last week. This is the week. I'm still waiting.
Still waiting, bro? Okay.
Yeah, it's based on performance over here. Yeah, everything based on performance over here, man.
Okay. Well, this money is truly designed to keep people afloat. So it's not to go out and buy equipment or something with.
Right.
It's to pay your bills, to help keep you in. So this is survival mode we're talking about.
So, okay. Okay.
These are grants. These are not loans. Grants, not loans, up to $20,000 per business that they could be eligible for. Now, you asked me quickly how to apply. So The way you apply, you go to michiganbusiness.org/restart. michiganbusiness.org/restart. And you'll be able to find all the information there. I looked at the application today. It's not that complicated, so it's still time. The deadline is tomorrow, 11:59, a minute before midnight, tomorrow. So I know this is kind of short notice, but it's still time to get in and get this money.
Right.
I don't want people to leave this money on the table.
Exactly.
Please do not leave this money on the table.
Right.
$1.2 million is a lot for Muskegon County.
For small businesses. Oh, yeah. It's a good
for small businesses.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, do you know how long are they taking to make the decisions?
Yeah, so this is what's happening. They did this before. They did an earlier round a few months before, like early March or so. And so what they did at that time, they kind of took them more on a first-come, first-served basis.
Mm-hmm.
This time there's an application period. So right now everybody's been putting in apps.
Okay.
Well, after tomorrow, they will send those applications down to a local screening committee in Muskegon. So the decisions are going to be made local on this $1.2 million. Morgan Carroll from down at the Chamber of Commerce, Muskegon Area First, Morgan Carroll is your contact person down there. I'll give her an email address and phone number before we leave today. And then the decisions will be made no longer than September 30th, it says.
Okay.
The awards will be announced no longer than September 30th, or hopefully sooner than that.
Oh, wow. So this thing is happening real quick.
Get your apps in. Yeah. Now, the first go-around, there was only about $20 million statewide on the table, and I think Muskegon only got maybe about $136,000 out of that $20 million for the state.
Okay.
This time, the state has put up $100 million. Muskegon's getting about $1.2 million of that, and so we're getting about nine times more than we got last time. And so my hope is that more black-owned businesses, Latino-owned businesses, other businesses of colors will be able to get access to this money. I was looking at the list of who we got awarded to last time. Didn't much of the money go to minority-owned businesses.
Wow. Did black business apply?
That I don't know. We don't know how many people apply, and that's why I'm trying to help get the word out.
Okay.
I wish I would have called you before now so we had a little lead, more lead.
That's
time,
okay. That's I posted okay. it yesterday. I got a lot of traction on Facebook, and we're talking about it today. And
yeah.
Hey, man, when you say money, they're going to stop what they're doing and fill it out. So,
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Big cup. Now, I know I want to say this. I know oftentimes, people don't trust the federal government. They don't trust the state government, in terms of these programs and things. Like, well, what's the catch, Ed? You talking about grant money? Money I'm not going to have to pay back?
Yeah.
In most cases, there is not grant money for for-profit making businesses. But in this case, because of the pandemic situation, we got to keep the government realize we got to keep these businesses afloat. And they've actually put money on the table that's free and clear. It's not free and clear. It's our taxpayers' dollars. Come on. So, but still, we want people to get access to it. We want to keep what we got. We don't want one business to fail if they don't have to.
Right.
So this is their attempt to help businesses stay afloat, pay your bills till we can get through this thing. Hopefully things open back up fully where they can start making money again on their own.
Right. Well, that's what's up. Ed, should we thank Donald Trump for this one, man? Do he get the props on this one?
No, well, I'll get a whole Congress props for I'll get both sides. Yeah, I'm not political. I'll get both sides credit for doing something
right.
At this particular point. And I'm trying to tell people, don't be weary of this. Go ahead and get your applications in. If you don't, you got to be in the game to win. If you don't get in the game, you're automatically going to lose this thing.
Right.
I want to see this money get used appropriately. I want to get to see it spread out. The reason they put the 30% kind of set aside this time, because there were some complaints about how the money got used the last time. They didn't feel that it got to certain people that needed it the most.
Exactly.
So they say, okay, this time we're going to whack off 30% for at least minority-owned, women-owned, and veteran-owned businesses at a minimum. So awesome. I applaud them for that. And now the kicker is to make sure we get as many applications in the system as possible.
Flood them in. Rob, you got a question for Ed, man? Anything for Ed?
Now, can I fill out the application for the radio station so I can get paid finally?
Bro. Come
on. You had to talk to PA about that.
Come on, man. These people need them. We good over here. God done blessed us. Man. We good over here.
Let's pass it on to somebody else.
Exactly. That's why we're not going to apply. Thank you for letting us know, but God has blessed us, and we our bills have been paid. Look, Ed, our staff been getting paid full pay and been sitting at home chilling.
Oh, good.
Chilling.
Good. Okay. Well, but that's better than a lot of businesses.
Right.
Because some businesses don't see how they can come back. This is not just, I'm going to tell you, this is just not a Muskegon problem. It's not just a state problem. If you read the news nationally about who's getting access to all this federal money and stuff, historically, the blacks and people of color, we haven't been getting a fair share of the money.
Exactly.
And consequently, a number of businesses have made it, and they've already gone out of business.
So wow.
I cover West Michigan. And so I'm trying to make sure business in West Michigan, in particular my hometown of Muskegon, that we get our fair share of this money and get it out to the people that need it. So
I'm hearing one out of three. Is it one out of three small business restaurants might not come back?
That's true. Restaurants have been hit hard. Service businesses, even like your local barber, just been open up for a while. Gyms and stuff can't open up. Bowling alleys can't open up. A lot of places still can't open up yet.
Right.
Or open up on a limited basis. And so we're just trying to help them maintain and support them the best we can, so we can kind of get through this thing, and hopefully we'll come out good on the end. I mean, even some religious organizations, churches and things of this nature, you know, have been hit hard with this. They can apply too. If you're a 501c3, you can apply for this money. So I don't want to eliminate them and think they can't apply.
Exactly. That's good to know. Ed, back in March, Frank Peterson did something to help out a lot of business in Muskegon with these gift cards that went out to restaurants and local business restaurants. How important is these type of things? I mean, I know he's taking some pressure. Some people wasn't happy with it, but his intentions might have been good to help out.
Yeah, I guess for right or wrong, you know, he felt as manager for the city that he needed to support the local business community. And that's the way he chose to do it. So I can't say whether it's the best thing or the worst thing to do, but at least I can give a man credit for trying. That's
trying
all
to
we
something.
Can do. You know, everybody's trying to, in their own innovative way, do some things. I know the Community Foundation put up some money for a loan program in Muskegon County. That's a loan, not a grant, though. I prefer to get grants out right now, because people don't have to worry about paying them back.
Exactly.
But still, I applaud them. So everybody's trying to chip in a little bit to see what we can do. So I applaud Frank for, you know, at least trying to think outside the box, I guess, a little bit.
Right.
To do what he could do to support his local businesses in the Muskegon community.
How bad is this in comparison to 9-1-1, the economics situation in America?
Well, with the 9-1-1 situation, we knew, you know, it was kind of an outside force. It was kind of a one-time sort of event. This thing, in comparison to that, is kind of dragging on. And so with some of the governor's orders, you know, looking at the situation, if things get worse, they may start shutting stuff back down. So because we don't know how long this is going to linger and the after effects of this, this is going to fundamentally change the way some businesses have to operate going forward permanently. And so this is a game changer. This is really going to set the tone for how business needs to operate going forward. They're going to have to use more social media presence. They're going to use more online presence, take other things in consideration. So our agency is trying to help people pivot, to make that pivot, to learn how to do more online sales, use some of the other resources that they need to do to stay afloat. People have got to rethink the business model at this particular point. And so we want people to start thinking of it like they're thinking from scratch almost. Thinking, if I had to start this all over again, knowing the situation is, how would I start my business? And that's some of the ways they may have to pivot to get through this thing and permanently operate.
Right. Wow. Any other information you want to give out, Ed?
Yeah, in addition to this program, so once again, I want to give out Morgan Carroll's contact information. This is your local contact. If you have questions, your listeners should email Carroll at Muskegon.org, or you can call her at the local number 286-9497. Once again, it's 286-9497 or mcarroll@muskegon.org. That's questions about this program. That's the local contact there. She's over in the committee that's going to be making some of these decisions on here, and hopefully we can get this money spread around to as many businesses of color as possible. That's my hopes. I mean, all businesses need help, but I'm just saying businesses of color that's been hit a little bit harder than some of the other businesses.
And what is your position before we go?
I'm currently the regional director for the Michigan Small Business Development Center at Grand Valley State University. So the way it works, there's 11 regional centers throughout the state with the Michigan Small Business Development Center. I cover 13 counties, which is one of the larger regions. And then each region has a host, and our host is Grand Valley State University. So Grand Valley's put money into this program. The state of Michigan's put money into this program. The SBA at the federal level is putting money into the program. That's how I'm funded. So that's why pretty much everything I do is no cost to the people we help.
Wow. Wow. Man, proud of you, man. You've done a lot of amazing stuff, and you opened the doors for a lot of minority people to come behind you and showing us the possibility.
Okay.
Yeah, appreciate you reaching out, man. Hey, don't hesitate to hit us up more often. You are our Dr. Claude Anderson, You know what I mean? In this community.
Okay, yeah, yeah, going forward, I'd like to get more information out about what we're doing with Jews. That's okay.
Yeah.
Come on and talk about some of these things, because we find that people just don't know what's available. You know, so part of taking advantage of stuff is knowing what's available.
Yes, sir.
So
yeah, we got to have you on at least monthly, Ed. At least monthly, man. We talking about finance.
Well, let's talk about that seriously. There is one other. I'm gonna send one other program your way. It's an SBA loan program that's getting ready to come out. They want to do a special webinar next week, and it's specifically for what they call underserved markets.
Wow.
And so I'm gonna send that information your way. That's going on next Tuesday. From 11 to noon. They want everybody chiming in so they can hear about this special SBA, they call it Community Advantage Recovery Loan Program.
Okay.
So, and last but not least, tell your listeners that if they need me, reach out. Our phone number is area code 616-331-7486. That's 331-7486. Or hit us up at sbdc@gdsu.edu. sbdc@gdsu.edu. Hit us up, phone, email. We're here to help you.
And Ed, I want to say to you and Tonette, man, I know you guys could have moved out to the suburbs, and nothing wrong with that. But you guys chose to stay in the inner city, you know, and stay in the community. And it means a lot, you know, that you investing back into your community, and you invest into property around the city. You know, property could have went back.
Well, I appreciate that. We're hometown people, born and raised in the Heights. You know, we Tigers for life.
That's right.
We live down in the city, and now we live close to Muskegon School, so we hear all the Big Red games, but that's all right.
That's right.
a lot of them come from the Heights. So
right.
We're okay with that, too, as well. So we're just here to support the city. We love where we live. Is it perfect? Is it a perfect neighborhood? You know, it's names are changing, but you know, we're home there. You know, we grew up. We're not trying to run away from where we came from.
There you go, Ed. Take care, good brother. Good talking to you, man.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, PA. Thanks, Rob.
All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good one. Bye bye. There you go, family. That was Ed Gardner. Get that back tomorrow, 11:59 p.m. is the deadline. You should be on the website now. We got the link on our Facebook page. Going back to my music, it's Afternoon Jams.